You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Welcome back to another edition of the PBBD. This is the show. Eddie Greer here in Dallas for another edition of the recording of the PBBD edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Recording here on early evening here, getting in a couple of recordings here down here in Dallas, getting ready for this marathon here coming up tomorrow morning. You're gonna know all that information on the postcast on women's basketball coming up on this upcoming week of the K-State, of this K-State podcast. One of a few K-State podcasts. We're part of the K-State family of podcasts, folks, in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, I'm here in Dallas right now. Final preparations for that. So definitely ready to get out there and get moving while thunderstorms are continuing happening here in Dallas. I do want to recognize the athletes, folks. This is graduation weekend for K-State. And we've already seen, if you have not paid it, you don't have Twitter or whatnot, we see Marquise Noel get his degree as well. And we want to graduate all K-State athletes graduating this weekend as well. So the party's going to continue to go on, I believe, tomorrow as well. I know several have posted. I know a few friends of mine have had family members graduate from K-State today as well. So we want to acknowledge that as well. Congratulations, everyone who's graduating as the fall semester comes to a close in Manhattan, K-State. So whether you're not only an athlete, but you're a student as well, congratulations to all graduating this weekend from Kansas State University. And we're going to point out, if I can get situated with this. Okay, so so it looks like here, we're just gonna go down a list here, obviously, with the K-State graduates here. I'm not gonna count, I believe, because I could be wrong. But anyways, baseball. Congratulations to Blake Corestino, a sociology major, and then you go to the football, right? Julius Brents, Communication Studies. Shane Cheery, Management. Thomas Helton, Construction Science and Management. Robert Ines, the second, Educational Studies. Malik Knowles and Jaron Lewis, who announced 2 weeks ago that he is hitting the transfer portal, graduated in Social Sciences for both of them, along with Trevor Strange, Sincere Mason, Master's Business Administration. Cade Warner graduated with a master's in academic advising there. The men's track and field team, David Luskin. And Luskin's also a competitor, also competes with the, he's on the cross-country team, graduated in the biological systems engineering. I already mentioned Marquise Noel, graduated in communication studies. Women's soccer, Kinsey Applegate, personal financial planning major. Jesse Lauren, life sciences major there. And then, of course, on the flip side of the coin for the women's track and field team, Shantova Bright, communication studies, and Shaisa Ray. Heck yeah, baby. marketing major as well. So congrats to everybody. You might not have called everybody's name out. Those are just the names that I'm reading off on here as well. So definitely cannot go unnoticed, obviously, what's been going on here. But definitely that's going to come up on my feed, social media feed. So I wanted to acknowledge that here on this podcast as well. Cover all things K-State, not just football, sports, but obviously in the classroom. We've had already soccer, volleyball, big things in the classroom as well. And now everybody who is graduating early or is a senior, congratulations to all for getting the work done on in the classroom and on the field as well. Marquise Noel still has a few months to go here with the basketball team here as they look to make noise in the Big 12 conference coming up. And the conference schedule begins December 31st at home in Bramlage against West Virginia. So I wanted to mention that here on the show here as well. The Pro Project Podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, and several more other podcasting platforms there as well. Make sure you download episode 134 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Myself and Alex Aiden. A lot more to come with the All-State Sugar Bowl. We're going to do a little bit more deeper digging between these two schools coming up with K-State, of course, wherever Alabama sends out there, down there to New Orleans. We're going to have it for it. We're going to start doing a deeper dive this week coming up on the podcast. So definitely make sure you are subscribed. If you subscribed already, appreciate it. Your support all year long of the Pearl Project Podcast. You just now subscribed or you just now finding this other K-State podcast. Appreciate you. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. I was going to say one other thing, and I lost it, but when I close this episode now, it's going to come up, and I'm going to be frustrated with it. But that is going to wrap things up on a special PBD edition of the podcast here. Again, plenty of postcasts coming up. We'll talk women's basketball, obviously, track and field, double dipping yesterday and concluding today on two different events. I'm getting ready here to run a marathon tomorrow. Have that for you as well. So a lot going on. And of course, the All-State Sugar Bowl preparation continues. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so hopefully I'll have either one or two more guests leading up to that. I have not contacted that person yet. Well, hopefully I'll get that in motion this week and settle things down. But we'll definitely do start doing a deeper dive into this matchup, of course, as well. But that's going to do it. Pearl Project Podcast. Appreciate y'all. K-State Nation. Get ready for some more K-State action here this weekend. Congratulations to all graduating this fall semester. Graduations weekend this weekend on the Pearl Project Podcast. Well, now on this podcast, but back in Manhattan. Co-Cats, Eddie Greer, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.